Well, just a reminder that it's me, Scott Ross, here on 123 on behalf of Affinity Wills, advice you can trust. And here now with advice on how to trace your family history is Margaret Mills. Hi, good afternoon, Margaret.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Jolly good. And you had a good Christmas, I trust.
Yes, very nice, thank
you. Good stuff. Now, you're going to tell us all about how to go about tracing your family tree. Off you go.
Yeah, just a brief how to get you started, really. If you've woken up in New Year thinking, this is the year I'm going to definitely trace my family tree, just a few tips and a little bit of advice for you. First thing is, don't be too ambitious. Don't try and trace all your members of your family. Start with one side of the family, and one member of the family is the best way to go. The other tip is, if you're given information about your forebears by anybody else in the family, write it down. And write down who told you. There's nothing worse later on than trying to recheck something, not being able to remember who told you. So as much as you can, write down. That'll give you a place to start. It's much easier to trace back your family to 1837, when compulsory birth, marriages and death registration began, than it is to trace them even further back. If you want to go back earlier than 1837, unless you're very lucky and you've got a family that have left a lot of detail behind them in the way of paper records, then it's going to be much harder. 1837, most people should be able to get that far. So what happens then when you start? Well, most people begin by using a website. One of the common, I won't give names, Family Trace websites. Well, let's give names then, like Ancestry or Find My Past. They're all very good. And you simply log on to them. You can put Find My Past or Ancestry in your search engine. You'll find the information will come up fairly readily. And then it's as simple as typing the name of the person that you're looking for. Most people start off by looking at birth, marriage and death records and or census records. And a couple of things to bear in mind with birth, marriages and death records and census records: they've not always been as accurate as they are today. Many years ago, quite difficult, names spelt wrongly and so on.
Does it cost a lot to do this?
It is not an expensive, not an overly expensive hobby, but it will involve you paying if you want copies of things.
But doesn't it actually copy, you have to pay to go on the internet site?
You do. One thing I would mention, most family history websites will allow you a free trial period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it makes sense during that free trial period
To get as much as you can,
but I didn't say that. Yes, I did say that. Thing to remember, and this is important, they will usually want your credit card details, mm-hmm, so that once the trial period expires, you will be charged. Bear that in mind. If you decide not to proceed, make sure you're clear on the date when the trial period expires and cancel it beforehand.
Now, you said that you're going to look for one person, but how do you choose which person to look for? How, you know, where do you start?
Entirely your choice. Start with your father's side, start with your mother's side. One tip I would give, go for the most uncommon name. If you've ever tried to trace an ancestor with the surname of Smith, you'll know exactly what I mean.
What happens if your parents were not born in this country?
If your parents were not born in this country,
or one of them, you say,
right, but came to this country, mm-hmm, try the National Archives. They're very good at providing information not only on births, marriages and deaths of people that were born in Great Britain, mm-hmm, but also people who were born elsewhere but travelled to this country,
hmm,
as immigrants. Likewise, if you've got members of the family that went elsewhere as an emigrant, then National Archives is a good starting point because they have passenger lists of ships, and you'll probably be able to find out where your ancestor went to. One thing to bear in mind with that, people that came into this country sometimes didn't stop in the country. They travelled on elsewhere.
But it's going to be extremely difficult, surely, to find a ship. You wouldn't know which ship they came in on or how.
If you've got the name of the person, the website, the database, will throw up any lists of ships that have somebody with that name or a similar name.
Really?
And then it's doing the legwork.
Do you have to pay for that as well?
You will have to pay. An initial search is normally free. But after that, if you want details of the ship's register showing your ancestor, their age, who they travelled with and where they travelled from or to, you will have to pay.
Now, you said that you can go back to 1836, was it?
1837, when compulsory registration.
And before
started.
That, it's much more difficult.
Much more difficult. Because you really need to know where your ancestor was born or married. Prior to 1837, it wasn't births, marriages, and deaths that were recorded. It was baptisms, marriages, and burials.
But also,
not the same thing.
Some things get confused is that people's names, they change the spelling of them.
Often people, if prior to compulsory education, so prior to about 1890, a lot of people couldn't read or write. And things were spelt phonetically, and they were spelt differently from one census to another. As people probably know, census return taken every 10 years since 1801, believe it or not.
And what about people who might have changed their names, or was that not so prevalent in those days?
Well, no, I'm afraid it was prevalent in those days.
Well, particularly if they were guilty of some crime.
Well, let's just be diplomatic and say for various reasons.
Yeah. You're very diplomatic.
Yes, I think so. But, yeah, there are things to bear in mind. Prior to 1837, it's much harder. You're looking for parish records. So you're looking at churches where your ancestor might have been baptised.
All right. So where are we going with this next week? And
well, next week I would like to look at census returns and births, marriages and deaths.
Great stuff.
Returns.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. I can see this is going to be very, very confusing, but it's all a very interesting subject. Thanks very much indeed, Margaret.